Hey, l'chaim, l'chaim. All right, so understand a little bit the end of the day. You know what Lag Bomer, the landmark that we reached today, what that has to do with Rav Shimon bar Yochai. All right. So now everyone knows the famous Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel, like the whole story of how he had to run away. So it's a very interesting, the opening dialogue that caused the whole trigger, that triggered the whole event that he had to go run away to the cave, was that Rabbi Yehuda said, "Kama noyim, ma'aser shul mazu." They built shvakim, right? The Roman Empire, they made streets and they made markets and they did, right? And so Rabbi Yossi kept quiet, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, "Everything they did it for themselves." Right? So it's very interesting. That is the exact dialogue that takes place at the end of time. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, right, the Lasi Lav, Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to take out, which very is the Priyo, the opening line is, he takes out, he's Meniach Sefer Torah Becheiko. That's how it starts, right? And he says, Kol Misha Asak Bezeh, Yavo Vito Schoro, and all the Umas Olam come in, Biravuvia, Akadosh Baruch Hu said, no, one by one. And they say, so then the Roman Empire comes in and says, we made exactly like everything that Rabbi Yehuda said. We made, we made shvakim, and right, we made marketplaces, we built up the whole infrastructure and commerce, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers, whatever you did for yourself, right? And that's why they're not going to get schar. So it's very interesting that, shakla vitaria that takes place at the end of time. And the opening to that is the Akosh was Meniach Sefer Torah Becheiko. So that's exactly what was going on. Rabbi Yehuda said Taina Der Taina, that they built up an infrastructure. Right? And Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Taina Der Kodesh Baruch Hu's Taina. Right? They did it for themselves. Right? So we have to understand the Omek Hadavar, the Kesher between the two. Right? So The Gemara tells us that when they were in the Ma'ora, there was a nes, and what grew them was charuvim, right? Carobs. I don't know. Listen, our preferred steak, right? No, seriously, why charuvim, right? Not a carob, yeah. And there's another thing that they did, and you wonder why they had to go to such an extreme. Now, they buried themselves in sand, right, in their Isaac Patera. Right? It was anything that they buried themselves in sand. Right? And it was, to make sure that, their clothes don't get ruined. And it was, right? So, to understand all this, right, we have to understand that the whole story of how the Torah Shebaal Peh developed, right? It's all after Churban HaBayis. It's an amazing thing, right? That for some reason, reasons that we will attempt to explain. All right, they saw it coming, and didn't do anything about it. And and then the bias was Nechrav, and even before the bias Nechrav, the Sanhedrin goes in Gauls. Right, they vacated the area 40 years before Churban HaBayis actually happened, because they didn't want to be Dan Dinei Nefashis anymore, and they didn't sit down and write the Mishnah. They didn't take care of it. Right after Churban HaBayis. That's when Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim are active, and Kayadua, Stam Tosefta is this one, is this Rabbi Nechemia, I believe, Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, right, Stam Masis is Rabbi Meir, Vekulusti Mosa Libad Rabbi Akiva, right? These were all his Talmidim. These were the Rabboseinu Shebadaram that endured, and they did it after the Churban. They didn't get to it before the Churban. Right? It says, and don't remember Dorshani, that before the Churban, right, they left the Torah Shebaal Peh, you know, not in the fashion that we have it today. It was all built around Chumash. Right? And then, you know, they finally got to it, you know, after Churban HaBayis. Right? Where it's like, you know, the idea of like an ounce of prevention, right? Do it, you know, before, you know, we hit, you know, dire straits. Right? That's one thing to be mizbonin in, right? Another thing to be mizbonin in is that what is the difference between the Sefer Azar, right, and all the other books on Sisrei Torah that there were even prior to the Zohar? A lot of them got incorporated within the Zohar. Right? It's like, you know, so first of all, it's the Sefer Yetzirah, that is Miuchas Avraham Avinu, Sefer Raziel, Sefer Chanoch, right, the Bohir, right? You know, a lot of these other chiburim that talk about, you know, Sisrei Torah, right? And we say that the Zohar is different, right? The Zohar, Kiddush Shem Baruch Hai. What exactly is the difference, you know, between the two, right? Right. So the Indian is like this, right? What happened, right, after Churban HaBayis? Right, that when the Beis Hamikdash was standing, right. So, as it were, the spiritual, called the spiritual infrastructure of Am Yisrael was intact, right. You know, with the bias, so the, you know, so the Shechina is in its place, you know, Vashem Behechal Kocho, right. The Shechina is in its proper place, and everything is in its proper place, right. And there was no need, right, for, you know, to make chiburim in Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh could be fine as a pirush on Chumash, right? Because, you know, the matziv, you know, that there was cosmically was that everything in its proper place, right? With the Churban HaBayis, right, what happened was, you know, that was mamish like a small Churban HaOlam, like Kayadua, right? The Beis HaMikdash, you know, which is not any less, you know, its original plans are the Mishkan, right? It's patterned after the Mishkan. The Mishkan, we know, everything that's usher to do on Shabbos, we learn out of the Mishkan, which means that the whole Mishkan is like a mini-universe, right? That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu was shovis from, you know, when he created heaven and earth, that's all in the Mishkan, that's a Medrash in Parshas Pekudei, that darshan's parallels between the Mishkan and everything in existence. Right? And so you have to understand that Churban HaBayis, you know, the big tragedy of why we mourn Al Yom Zeh was actually a Churban HaOlam, right? Right, the last pure space that there was, like that, the Beis Hamikdash represented, right, the world as it should be, the world and, you know, cosmos, everything. It's like a mini universe, and is the world as it should be. The rest of the world is corrupt, and when we lost the Beis Hamikdash, right, so we lost any type of sense of what we call Tikkun. And it's, you know, al pisod, right? You know, the Churban HaOlam is called Shvira Sakelim, right? You know, we lost the vessels to hold the ore of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And you know, when you have Shvira Sakelim, right? So there's two problems, right? There's a dual problem. First of all, you don't have a kli to hold the ore, right? But also because of the fragmentation, right, even what you do have, even the kedusha that you do have, whatever you do have, it goes to the wrong place because it's fragmentation. That's what we mean, shchinta begolusa. The shchina itself is in golus. Right, you know, the everything, you know, spread and, you know, went to the wrong place. And chas v'shalom, right? It means that sometimes there's a nekuda, you know, of emes that's marsh captive, that's captured by the chitzonim. And now, you know, where we see it the most is what we're suffering from Adayom Hazeh is Christianity and Islam, right? The Chumash went to them, and they built their religions on the basis of the Chumash. Right? You know, it says, Chas v'shalom, you know, it's called that the Torah went out to the Chitzonim, right? Because, you know, that's another problem that you have when the Kli is broken, there's fragmentation. So even the tzotzis of Kedusha go and get used, you know, and, you know, chas v'shalom, right? By the other side, like, as we said, you know, and that's the sort of Christianity and Islam that we suffer from ad hayom hazeh. Right? You know, what Rabbi Akiva project, right, that, you know, what, you know, that it was a, it was, Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, it was all a countermeasure to the Chorban that happened. Right? That it wasn't just about retention, right? To come up with etzes of how to retain Torah Shebaal Peh, which in itself also, it's, you know, so to have a kli and to have an achiz on it. But they were, what they were working on, making chiburim daika, right? Is that they were trying to make a countermeasure, right, to the shvira that there was as a result of the Chorban, right? They're making compositions, chibur, like Mishnah, Tosefta, Safra, Sifri. They're making, and they're all called chiburim. They're making compositions. It was not just you know, just to make it more easily retainable. It was much more than that. Right, what they were working on was something much bigger. It was something that was a real cosmic tikkun. Right, is right to try to pull the earth together. Right, because now there was a shvira and everything got scattered, pulling the pieces together, chiburim. Right, and that, you know, that is so necessary. Right, to have, you know, our achiza in Torah, and not the pshat. Right, you know, to stam be able to remember, right? But the Torah is an infinite light, right? It's not just raw information. It's not, it's mamash, there's omek ein sof, right? And it takes a very special kli to be able to hold it, right? Otherwise, Torah has information, anyone can understand it, right? But it'll just be dead data. This is what we spoke about, the hesped on my Rebbe, right? You want to be zochet tam ei Torah, you know, to pnimius haTorah. Right? You need a special kli that could hold that light. It's not just, you know, dead information. Right? And the project that Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim were working on was to make new kalim despite the Chorban. Even though we're now that, you know, that there should be kalim within the Chorban. Even though there was a shviras kalim, we should still have kalim. Right? Kalim to hold Torah. Kalim to hold the or of Torah. Right? So now you can understand the omek hadavar. Right, that, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu closed the Cheshbon with, you know, on with the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva during the days of the Omer. Hayam min haroi. This all happened after Chorban HaBayis. Right? So the Ben HaMitzrayim is always a Zman of Din. Ubefrat that the Chorban HaBayis happened because of Sinas Chidim. Why wasn't the Din on the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva dafka during the 3 weeks? Hayam min haroi. They were a little nagu covered zelazeh, right, to close a Cheshbon with them during Ben HaMitzrayim. This happened after the Chorban. Why not Kosh Baruch close a cheshbon with them during the Yemei HaOmer? Right? The pshat is like this. Right? They were trying to create kalim, right? Create kalim, right? To hold the Torah. Right? You know, because we're in a matzav of shvira, and they're trying to rebuild, that there should be, as it were, you know, even though it's not going to be manifest physically on earth, right? There's not going to be something like the Beis Mitzvah, you know, physically manifest in physicality, right? But there's going to be intellectual kalim. That mitzad machshava, we have kalim to hold the or of Torah. That's what they were working on. They were working on the chiburim, right? To compose compositions, right? You know, to in lieu of a Beis HaMikdash, there should be chiburim, right? And which is the whole Indian of the days of the Omer, right? The tachlis of the days of the Omer. Why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the Torah immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim? Right? The whole tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to get the Torah. Yeah, do it immediately, right? Derech Shoshes Yomim, you know, Har Sinai is only 3 days away from Egypt. You know, why the 49 days? You know, ma, right? Because the word is like this. The whole Indian of the Omer is to build kalim. Right, that kayadua, the 7 weeks of the Omer is connected to 7 meters that broke, the Shviras HaKelim, right? And you know, they have Boros Nishborim Asher Lo Yachilu Hamayim. And during the days of the Omer, we're working on being Metakin Kalim, being Metakin those 7 meters that broke, right? Who came?
Oh, Mikey.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Straight from the gym,
I
said.
Oh, yeah.
So
you call
it. Consider
very, very
Jewish time.
Right. Oh, no, fine, okay. But you make sure to solicit him before he leaves. Right.
Yeah, Adina. He has to get to the physics class.
Right.
So, what?
No, the end of the
3 weeks, why is the Shvira there? Say it again.
No. The end of Shvira Sa'omer. Now, what's he? Why didn't the Rebbe give the Torah immediately? Right? Right? No, fix the kelim. And the 7 weeks of the Omer is Mamash Keged, the 7 meters that broke. Because you need a kli to hold Torah.
Right.
Right? You need a kli. Right? Because the pshat is like this. Why do you need a kli? Because if you want Torah to just be dead information, right? There's not going to be any chayim in it. There's not going to be any chir. There's not going to be any omek. Right? You need kelim that you're holding the ore, not just getting information. And that's the end of the days of the Omer. That was the whole project, in of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim, right? Was, you know, that they were coming, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us them, right, as a countermeasure to Churban HaBayis. And that's the Inyan, that Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu an amazing thing, right? You know, in the Gemara in Menachos, right? So it says, Herisani Toroso, Har'eni Schoro. Right? And he see that Shoklin Besaro b'makolin, that he was flayed alive, and they were mamish selling his they could sell his meat in a butcher store, and Moshe says zu tara zu schara shtok kachol farib b'machshava, right? That's a schar, that's Rabbi Akiva's schar, right? there's a Akash who showed him a bump along the way. I mean, Rabbi Akiva is in the highest mechitza b'Gan Eden. Anyone who dies al kiddush Hashem, he's omei b'mechitzas Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. Right? The Ram brings halacha that there's no higher mechitza. What are you talking about? That's not the schar of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is in the highest place in heaven. Right? So the only way to be mefar understand the Gemara, that's called a schar. Right? Is the pshat is like this. Right? Like the Nefesh HaChaim tells us, schar mitzvah mitzvah. Right? The schar is whatever your mitzvah produces, right? The mitzvah itself is your schar. The big mitzvah that Rabbi Akiva did, right? For which he's going to be in the highest mechitza, lasid level, right? He's in the highest mechitza right now, be'etzem, right? But, lasid level will be even higher, right? What he did was, right, that he went down to the Omek HaKlipas. He was there in the Omek Hara, like the Shlosh says in his drusha. Right, the Drush, the Yemea Sphira, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Nachash, right? Right now there's going to be adversity between you and mankind. Hu yishuv charosh, v'ata teshufenu akev. Right? He's going to get you by the head, right? You get him by the heel, right? So says the Shlach HaKadosh, Yaakov Avinu, went from being Yaakov Miloshen Akev to Yisrael, Miloshen Rosh, right? And that's why he creamed the Malach of Esav. Because you get them by the head. When you're Bechinas Rosh, you beat them. He says Rabbi Akiva stayed Bechinas Akev, and unfortunately him was Mekoyim Vata Teshufenu Akev. Right? And then he got terribly beaten by the Roman Empire. Right? But that's the vort that Rabbi Akiva was trying to create sterile space even within the Omek HaGolus. Right? Beside a teva. Like a teva, with the marble raging everywhere. That was the Rabbi Akiva project, right? To give us new kelim, right? Despite the fact that we lost the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash, give us new kelim to hold the Or of Torah, right? And it was his Beis Hamikdash working on chiburim, right? That what he was doing was it's like a whole new inyan that's parallel to the idea of Sfiras Omer. That just like Sfiras Omer is to build kelim to be makabel the Or of Torah, he was working on new kelim. Right? And that's the pshat, right? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closed the cheshbon with them, during the days of the Omer. Al shelo nagu kavod zelzeh. You guys are trying to be mamid new kelim. Now, of course, they're not nagu kavod zelzeh. Was much better than something. Min adakos shebadakos, saying that we wouldn't consider it even being impolite, right? But you have to understand the Omek HaDavar, right? They were trying to build new kelim, right? So now we know that by the Shvira Sakelim, right, the original Shvira, right, that it was Vayimloch Vayomos, right? The reason is that, every Mida wanted to be the king. He didn't care about anybody else, right? He was, I want to be king, right? And that Melech died. And then Vayimloch Vayomos, right, because they were Pone L'Shem Shamayim, right? They were, Ani Emloch, right? Ani Barosh. So there was a dakus of a doubt that they're trying to make new kelim, kineged the shvira of the Churban. So lo nagu kavod zelazeh, everyone's, you know, was interested in his self-fulfillment, right? So it's like me'ain, the pagam that there was by the Shvira, that everyone wanted to be ani emloch, right? So that's why Akadosh said, you're not Roy. You're not Roy, because here you're trying to be Mamed Nukalim, right, for the Ora Torah, right? Right, and that's why even Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yesh Chodim Kazev Atanosin Torah Yodi," because Rabbi Kiva Taka gave us Kalim to hold the Torah, right? So that they're coming to give new Kalim ever since we lost the bias, right? So that Akash was medactic with them Kachut Asira, whether they're Taka Roy to be make new Kalim that are not. No, you're not knowing Kovet Zelze. You have me'ain the pagam of the Kalim that broke. Right, you can't give new Kalim, right? Until after that, you know, hello?
Okay.
All right. Chatzoy says Rotson. Right?
It's storm.
It's storm. Who's here?
Rabbi
Gallagher. Oh. Right. Wash the covered of Shem by a chai.
I just had a slice of pizza, so.
How are you going to look Reb Shimon in the eyes? Lachar me'aveshim. I had pizza on your yard sign.
Seriously.
Right.
Seriously.
Yo, it says in Kisvei Ari that, you know, someone said Tachanun, right, on Lag Bomer, said, you know, he's being otsev, you know, on my. And that guy didn't live out the year. Right.
Yeah.
Not if I have some meat, chutz, basar and yayin. Basar and yayin.
I will.
Right.
I just got to wait a little bit. My
father's
minute was to wait a half hour.
All right. So I have to start drinking. That's fine. Good. Anyway.
The fox fast on your side. Do we have a simcha?
What? Yeah, that's it's a kasha they ask, but it's Simcha Satira, as we're going to explain. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's achievement is really a tremendous milestone in giving Kalim for the Torah, as we're about to explain. Right? So you have to understand that the.
We should do his birthday, not his deathday.
Well, yeah, same day. You know, it's Tzadikim die on their birthday. Right? L'chaim. Right. So getting into that, that was the Indian of Rabbi Kiva wanted to give us Kalim for Torah, you know, as a countermeasure for the Kalim that we lost with Chorban Abayis. We should have at least, you know, mental Kalim. If we don't have physical Kalim, right? So the Kitchuk, and that's the end of the Omer, and that's why the Kitchuk was in this Omer, you know, during the days Yomer, that's why Shalonagu covered Zelze, because you're not really, you know, the Kitchuk was this error, Lefi de Godo, Kayadua, the Sitrachar is Mekatrik, we try to do something really big. They're trying to give new Kalim for the Torah that will help us, you know, as a countermeasure to Golos Edom. Right? And, you know, so the Kitchuk is an error. Can you really give us, you know, the Kalim that won't die? Hare, you are not Noi covered Zelze. So you're like the Kalim that were Nishbar. Vayim lach vayomos. Everyone's interested in self, you know, self-fulfillment. Right, so because they had me'ain the pagam of the Kalim that were Nishbar, right, that's why, you know, Akadosh Baruch Hu, you know, said, you're not Roy. Right? Yeah, but that was the Inyan that they were working on. And it's brought down in the Ksavim that the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were all Gilgulim of the 24,000 that died Bashitim. Right, by they were Nitzmah the Baal Por and were Mizana with Benos Midyan. They were all Gilgulim of those 24,000, right? Right, because they were coming to be Metakin what they did wrong, right? Because, you know, think about what happened. That was also another Shvira. We said by a Shvira, there's two things, right? First of all, the Or is nostalgic. You can't hold the Or, you don't have camp for the Or. But also, you know, even the little bit of good that you still have goes L'chitzoinim. That's what happened. Ve'echol Yisrael liznos bo bashitim. Chazal lashin shtitim miloshin shtus. Right? They lost their minds. Right? They ended up chotem kenechros bo ruach shtus. Right? And that's mitzad silu kaor. But then that there was mezana with benos moav. Right? That it was begam and kedusha sabris. That the kedusha goes to the chitzonim. Right, these are the two chisronos that you have by Shvira Sakelim, that there's a siluk of the ore, but even the little bit of ore that you have, you know, it's that the nitzotz that's captured by the klipas. The 24,000 talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were coming to be metaken for that pekam that there was then. That was mamash, you know, begetter Shvira. And that's why these 24,000 died. They weren't zocha to make the tikkun of what happened over there. That's called, you know, that the amisol siluk hadas and fragmentation.
Is there a case over there of like went too far? In other words, usually taivas can make a tyrant. So they midian was, but it was taiva. So Torah, but because they became so Torah, they went to the extreme, and therefore they were.
No, of course, a goro mechavero yitzro goro imeno. There's always a David. We're just getting warmed up.
They overreacted to the season of taiva.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's related, of course, you know. Call a Goro Mechavero Yitzro Goro Imeno, you know.
It's a
Tikkun
for
Taiva.
Yeah.
Well, listen. It was created for the world because it's the antidote to Taiva.
Right, it's the antidote to Taiva. So, therefore, since Midian was Taiva, the doctor, the 24,000, the people who were Isaac for Taiva, but the point is they went so far in Taiva, the point is they lost the element
of Kovetz Evazet. Right. Okay, so
the... Right,
so
it's the connection. You know, so far that...
Oh, because, I mean, see, the fact that they died,
why would going so far in Torah make you lose Kovetz?
That's a good question. But I'm saying that, but that fact, it's some kilkel, I was saying, they weren't grounded in the Ben Amo cover or whatever it is. Some, right. They became so awesome that it started to affect their egos, etc.
Holy, too holy?
Right. All right, so to understand, you know, so they all died out, right? You know, and then, but until Lag Bomer, right? And then, you know, then he went to Rabboseinu Shebadorim, right? Rabbi Kiva didn't give up. And Rabboseinu Shebadorim, so stayed in Ksavim, that, you know, all the 24,000 that died are connected to the Olam Ato, the Olam of the Kalim that broke, right? They weren't Zoche to undo the damage, right? Right, and you know, the five that endured, Rav Sish Brom, were from the Olam Atikun, right? You know, the Kalim that did endure, connected the Chamisha Partzufim, right? The five Partzufim that Kaidu, the spheres that, you know, their Tikun was that they became integrated systems, that's Partzufim, and Mitzad, how the Esospheres are integrated systems, there are five of them, Mitzad, their integration, Kayadua, right? And that was the end of the Rabboseinu Shebadorim, that we went from Tohu to Tikkun, right? Tikkun HaKelim, right? And those five gave us, you know, Chiburim, compositions. Be medayik in the word, pulling the pieces together, right? They gave us complete Kelim, that even if we don't have physical Kelim, you know, in Olam Hazeh, you know, that Mitzad Gashmias, Shchinta B'Galusa, but Mitzad Ruchnias, Am Yisrael still has Kelim, to hold the ore. It's all the aura of Torah, right? So we have intellectual Kalim. We don't have physical Kalim. Right? Right? So now this is also, you know, the Omeka Inyan of the Sefer Hazor, right? What sets the Sefer Hazor apart, right? From all the other Chiburim, you know, Svarim in Nistoros that there were, even prior to the Zohar, Sefer Yetzir, right? Raziel, right? Chanoch, you know, Bohir. Sefer Hazor, right, is built around Chumash. Right? It's built around Chumash. Right? It's built around the Parshas. It's built around Chumash. The other Chibur Manat. Right, they're drushes. The Sefer Yetzirah just lists facts. Right? Bohir just, you know, Darshans. Right? It's not built around Chumash. Right? And that is a real essential difference, right? That aside from the fact that also in the Zohar, Shimon Bar Yochai left it open, right? Lomi Bai in his own generation, that his Talmidim were able to contribute. Anyone who reads Zohar sees that, you know, it's not Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai monologuing. Sometimes, yeah, but the other Talmidim speak up. Right? But not anyone who knows, there's Rogil and Zohar, no, and this is one of the big problems that the Yavits had. But it's not a question. Right? I don't know, it was by intent. Right? The Zohar wasn't sealed in Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's days. Right? It kept on being added to for another 300 years. Right? Right? Because the Zohar is a chibur, pulling the pieces together. So you bring in, just like by the Mishnah, Rebbe brought all the chachamim, right, to make a chibur shal. He brought kibetz kol chachamim, right? Rav Shimon bar Yochai also was mekabetz anyone or anything to say, and he left the Zohar open that for another few doris, right, they could still add to it. It's a chibur, and it's built around chumash, that chumash is the klal of kol Torah kula, right? The cloud of Kaltor, that Ilmoi lo Chotu Yisrael, the only thing we'd have was Chumash, and only Sefer Yoshua, Mepnei Erka Shel Eretz Yisrael. The only reason why we have Nevi'im and Ksuvim is only because Am Yisrael is Chote, so it's Rov Chochma, Keneged Rov Kas, and the Rambam Paskins, Lahalocha Vilamase. The loss in Lovo, Nevi'im and Ksuvim will fall out of use. The Rivadios goes ballistic. Why do you say that? No, it's not going to be anything to learn, but Ram holds, Lalocha v'lamase, Lasi Lovo, all the Svarim are going to be bottled except for Chamisha Chum Sheitar and Megillah Esther. Right? That's it. You know, that's it. You know, that's what he writes in the end of Hilchos Megillah. We're not going to learn the Bim and Ksuvim anymore, right? Because really the klal of Torah is Chumash. It's everything. Everything's in Chumash, right? Divrei Alocha mi Divrei Kabbalah lo Yalfina. Right? So that which the Zohar is built around Chumash means it's the whole, right? All the other Chiburim in Nistar are drushes, you know, on protim, details, right? It's details, right? The Zohar is a Chibur, it's a Chibur, it's a composition. It pulls all the pieces together, right? It's on the whole, right? Zohar is to Kabbalah what Mishnah is to Halacha. Right? It says in a few Svarim, including Ramchal and the Adibarim. What Mishnah is to Halacha is what the Zohar is to Kabbalah. It's the whole. It's everything. And everything's going to have to shtim with the Zohar, like every Halacha has to shtim with the Mishnais. If it doesn't shtim with the Mishnais, it's Sheker. Right? That's what the Zohar is to Nistaros, is what Mishnah is to Nigla. It's a Chibur. That's why it's built around Chumash. It's the Klal HaKol. Right, it's not details. The other chiburim in Nistar were details. Rav Shimon made a chibur. Right, that's why it's built around Chumash. Chumash is the whole of Torah. Right? Yes, there's machlokes in Zohar. The mandomrim say different. You know, they have dialogues and they have debates and they bring rice against each other. Right, it's for Torah Shabbal Peh. Right. Rabbi Akiva and the other Talmidim, you know, Rabbi Akiva Balfin and Klali, and his other Talmidim gave us Kalim for the Or HaNigla. Rabbi Shimon gave us Kalim for the Or HaNister, right? For the Kabbalah. Right? He gave us that Kli, right? If we wouldn't have had Sefer HaZohar, we wouldn't understand, not the Bahir and not the Sefer HaZohar, because we wouldn't have a Kli to hold the Or. So even those other Chiburim that were written, they're not really Chiburim, they're details, right? You know, the Sefer HaZohar is like the whole essential system and pulling it together. And when you have the essential system, you could get the details also. But if you don't have the central system, you don't have anything. That's what Rav Shimon bar Yochai gave us. Right? And the whole idea of the writing of the Zohar was all beside making a teva, right? That, you know, even though the Sitra Achra is raging outside, we still have a sterile space, right? That, you know, that's kulo kadosh, v'kulo tohor, and there, despite all the Sitra Achra that's raging outside, you go into there, right? You cannot just, you know, you could be safe and you could have mamish the eris, right? The unmitigated eris of Torah, despite the Sitra Achra that's raging around you, right? And Mimele, you can understand, before we go back to the first part of the Gadita, right? He buried himself in the sand. The Kayadua, right, that, you know, when the, you know, like, you know, Marsh Besoid, the Melochim, you know, the Kalim that broke, they went Adla Ofar. They fell to Olam Abria that they went Adla Ofar, right? And that's why he buried himself in the sand. And what grew was a Charuvim, Miloshin Chorbin, right, that Rabbi Shimon was working on a countermeasure, right, connected that we're living in a Zman of Chorban, right, so he was mamish in that matzav, right, like Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, where, you know, died at the hands of the Roman Empire, that even when we're ba'okev, v'ata teshufenu okev, there should be Torah even then, even in that matzav. So Rabbi Shimon was working on a parallel thing in the Ma'ara. He was mamish in the offer, He was in the offer, and he was eating charuvin, Lashon Churban, right? To create for us a matzav that despite that, right? Despite that, right? There should still be, you know, we should have kalim. And that's what it means. He took care that his kalim, right, his begotten, kalim, should remain intact. He was working on tikkun ha-kalim. Right? So levushim is, you know, levushim are called mane. He was working on tikkun ha-kalim. Right? We should have kalim, right, to hold the or of Nister. Just like his colleagues working on kalim to hold the or hanigla.
Charev was a chibur.
Right? No. Excellent. It's chibur. Can I get a chorev? Right. Correct. As Kamdoy, it's a goyin that says that chorev doesn't mean destroyed. You know, it's called chorev when it's desolate. No one lives there anymore. That's already called chorev. Right? Just saying disbanding. You know. Empty house, the family breaks apart. It's already called the bias is chorev, even if the house is physically still standing. Right? Chorev is, you know, right? Scattering. When it's scattered, chibur, chorev, and right. And that's what he's working on, right? Reaching that madrega. Right? And that's the side that when he came out of our, that before he used to ask Akasha, Rapinchos Ben Yar, we give him 12 terutzen. Right? After he came out of Mara, then Pirchos Ben Yo would ask Akashi, give him 24 terutzin. 24 connected the Esrim Va'arba, you know, the 24,000 Talmidim that died. Right? Rabbi Shimon made the tikkun. Right? The Kaidua, Kashas come from the Klippas, confusion, suffix. Right? And you give 24 terutzin. Right? 24 terutzin. Right, Terutzim is here, Beso Tikkun HaKelim. 24. Can I get the 24,000 that died? Now that's what he says. It's Arbu Mizash Mizai, Trumas Mitrus Midos Rabbi Kiva. I am the spitz of what Rabbi Kiva was all about. Because really, Rabbi Kiva's whole legacy, Rabbi Kiva v'chaverov, Rabbi Kiva and Talmidov, was to build new Kelim for the Torah, despite Churban Abayis, as a countermeasure to the Churban. And Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was the spitz of that, because he gave us Kelim, right? Kalim to hold, you know, the Nister of Torah, right? And that's what it means, right? That the Maral tells us that the without even getting into the Maral, you know, there, you know, we find that the Mishnayos talk about Gufe Halachas, Kinim Pischenia Hemen Gufe Halachas, right? Halachas called Guf, Gufe Halachas, right? Kabbalah is called Nishmas Torah. As is written, you know, in the Zohar, that halacha is guf, right? And Kabbalah is neshama, right? Because halacha is what you have to do with your body. How to shake lulav, how to put on tefillin. You know, it's gufei halachas, right? Whereas Kabbalah is called neshama, right? You know, the other Talmid of Rabbi Akiva from Rabbi Sechel Drom, they built up the guf, right? And the guf is shaykh to misa, right? Right, Rabbi Akiva gave us, Rabbi Shimon, this Talmud of Rabbi Akiva gave us Kalim for the Nishmas HaTorah. And the Neshama never dies. It's called Nishmas Chaim. We call him Nishmas Chaim. Right? And that's, you know, that's why, you know, it says, Orech Yomim Bimina, Umismola Oysher V'Kovod. Torah has a right side and left side. And the right side is Orech Yomim, life. Right? Umismola Oysher V'Kovod. Right, on the left side, it's Osher Kavod. Osher V'Kovod, that's in Olam Hazeh. That's in the realm of Guf. Right, and, you know, which is Shaykh to Misa. And during those 32 days, Gematria Kavod, there were Nitval Shalom Nagu Kavod Zelazeh. But on the 33rd day, right, tonight, it always comes out on Chai Iyar, which is Gematria Orech Chai. We move from the left side to the right side. We've moved from the Kavod, which is in Guf, you know, Osher V'Kovod, right, to the Chaim, which is in the Shama. Right, and when you make that transition, right, life, right, you're in touch with the life of Torah. You realize that all Klai Yisrael are just Eivarim; they're different organs that all have that same one neshama, which is the Torah. And then you don't have a problem of Chas V'Shalom Lo Nagu Kavod Zelazeh, because you understand we're all organs of the same life force. We have to break through to the common life force, right? To have it, and Rav Shimon Bar Yochai does that. Right, that transition happens on the 33rd day. Right, and that's the pshat, that the last word he said. On this day he said the Idra Zuta, which is one of the hardest parts of Zohar, which is Idra, Zoshin, that they got together, be equal. It was another kinus, right? They got together. It was a chibur, right? And he talked about it, Sodos of the Olam HaTikun, and the last word that he said was Chaim, right? And Kayadua,
what part of the Zohar system is it?
It says Parshas HaZinu. Parshas HaZinu. There's a little bit more after that, you know, but it's in Parshas HaZinu. All right, that's the last word he said was Chaim. We got through to the Orechai, the Orechaim Bimina, got through to the Nishmas Chaim Torah. He gave us Kalim for the Neshama of Torah, right? And with this you can understand, right, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, right, and he had to debate the Malachim. So Chazal darshan all from a pasuk. Olisal morom, shavisa shevi, lekachas matanos ba'odam. Right? You went up to the heaven. You took captives. Right, and he took matanas ba'odam, right? So now the Gemara Darsh is more lakachs matanas. After he went up to heaven and he won the debate, everyone gave him a matana. Even the Malach HaMavis told him a sod that Ketorah stops the Magefa, right? But you know, but you have to go a little bit on the word shavisa shevi, right? You took captives, right? So says the Ramchal in the Adi Baram, shavisa shevi. Shevi is Rashi Tevis Shimon Bar Yochai, right? Right. That the Indian was like this, you know, in the, you know, right? So you have to understand what went on over there. All right, the Malachim wanted Torah for themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu says, halacha is not shaykh to you. So listen, let's do yachloiku. We get halacha, and they'll get the site. Right? Right? If I were to die in on the case, I would say, push yachloiku. Right? You know, halacha for the Bnei Adam, because halacha is not shaykh to Malachim, and the site of Torah should go to Malachim. That's what we shavisa shay. You took captives, right? Right? Because you know, the arguments that Moshe Rabbeinu made, you know, he only made a good argument for halacha. He didn't make a good argument for sight, right? That there, which is all they wanted, because it would be nisane got sightus. Shavisa shevi. You took captives. You took hostages. And that's shevi. It's Shimon Bar Yochai, right? And Moshe Rabbeinu was zocher that, you know, that he got with his winning argument on halacha. He also pulled down the site of Torah that we got it and not them. And that was the captive that he took, Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? Right, that, you know, that, you know, that, you know, that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it inside, just so you can't have a goof without a neshama. If we get gufei Torah, gufei halacha, right, we get the neshama with it. We get the neshama with it. And that's the Chevy. Right? 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 That's the captives. Ooh. Right? Right. Right. You all did an unbelievable job.
You're getting up now.
Right?
You're getting up.
Huh? Right. 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 So that's the Inyan, right? That's the Inyan of Lag BaOmer, right? On this day we make the transition that we're starting to build our Kalim for Sisrei Torah. Everything that we built up during the first 32 days is our Kalim to hold the Halacha. Right? And now from this point onwards, we're working on building up our kalim to hold the neshama of Torah, the chayim of Torah, right? And so the Bnei Yisachar, we'll end off with, you know, just one more, not two more nakudas, right? The Bnei Yisachar says that Kayadua, you know, the end of the 49 days, Gematria Lev Tov. And Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, you know, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, "Give what's a good midah?" So Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch said, "Lev tov." And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "Roni divrei Elazar be divrechem shebechlal devar divrechem." Lev tov includes all the good midas. So that's the 49 days. Is kol midah nechayna, right? Every good midah, right? It's mashti the all encompassing tikkun of the shura sakelim. It's all the good midas. Can I get all the midas that broke, right? And on lag, so they sussur made the thing, you know. That's right. Oh, right. On Lev, you know, on Lagbo, we make the transition from Lev to Tov. Besod, Velkimisa or Kitov, Vayavdel, Kimberon, Benachosh. First time we find Tov in the Torah is by the Oragonus, right? At this point, we're working on the Tov phase of the Omer, which is connected to the Or Kitov, Sefer HaZohar, Or. That's why the Zohar always says, To Chazi.
Right?
To Chazi. Yeah, the Bavi says, Toshma. The Zohar says, Tochazi, come see. It's Megala the Oragonus. You know, that's why Gemara says, you're blind. That's why you're Toshma, come here. Right? But the Zohar is the Kalim for the Oragonus. Kalim to hold the Or. Right? And that's the phase. From this point on to Shavuos, we're working on Kalim to hold Nishmas HaTorah, to hold the Chaim of Torah, to hold the Oragonus of Torah. That and that's what you're. This is the fulfillment of Rabbi Kiva's legacy to give us kelim even in this managos, right, to hold the Torah. Right? And that's why Rav Shimon bar Yochai is me'en la'osid lavo. What it means that la'osid lavo, Kosher was me'niach sefer Torah b'cheiko, means that, you know, the sefer Torah, you know, which went into Golis, right, the Christians have it, and the Muslims have it, and each one, you know, puts their shtusim on it. Kosher was me'niach sefer Torah b'cheiko is that the Torah, the Ora Torah that went to Chitzonim is pulled in, and it comes back to its proper place. And then he says, all right, let's see who really gets schar. And it says, all the umasam are nechnasim bi'irvuvia. They come in, you know, confused, right? Because they want to, like, you know, echomrim lemareach, you know, echomrim. They want to shmir, you know, they want to, we did this, we did that, you know, but you can't shmir anymore. Because the Torah is not any, the nitzotzis are no longer in the klipa, he could shmir and explain, we have a shaychus to it. It was all pulled in. To back to the chek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, away from the chitzonim. Oh, sefer Torah munach b'cheiko, and that's what everyone stands lebiror. You say you did it for Am Yisrael, you did it for yourselves. Shimon bar Yochai is holding me'ein the tikkun of lasid lavo. So, you know, Rabbi Yehuda said, you know, holding lefi the tefisa of the zman. They did, you know, we came from the Romans, right? They helped us, right? And Shimon bar Yochai is already holding like on the madrig of lasid lavo. No, they did it legarmayu, right? Because he sees, you know. With that type of vision, when you pull out the nitzotzis from the klipa, right, you pull in the fragmentation, right, you see everything else, all these things that they claim to be good for the lies that they are, right? You know, they're matzliach because of the fragmentation, and there's nitzotzis of emes that they take advantage of, right? But when the nitzotzis are all pulled back into their kalim, right, that's when the sheker is revealed. That was the inner of Shimba. That was the clarity of Shimba. That's what he gave us. Right? He gave us Kalim for the Sisrei Torah. And that's the inner that we're working on. He gave us the Chibur of Sefer Azor, which is a Chibur. Like Me'ein the Mishnah. What the Mishnah is for Nigla is what the Zohar is for Kabbalah. It is the Kli, right, that holds all the Eris. And if you have the central system, you could have the details also. If we wouldn't have the Zohar, we wouldn't understand the Boyer, we wouldn't understand the Sefer Yetzirah, because if you don't have the essential system, the details are just Porchim Ba'avir. Right? That's what Shimon bar Yochai gave us, right? And that's the transition that we hit, that we've built all the Kalim for Halacha already. You know, with the days of the Yom that passed, from this day onwards, we're working on Tikkun HaKalim to hold the Or HaNister. L'chaim!
That's a good final word.